Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, November 5th, through the weekend and Monday. First, the weather. Look for lots of sun on Monday. The afternoon high will stay under 80 and drop to the mid-60s at night. Let's get things started in the supermarket. Self-service kiosks to renew your vehicle tag are popping up at Publix grocery stores across Florida. The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says 28 of the 42 self-serve kiosks in the state are inside Publix supermarkets. One of the newest kiosks opened last week at a Publix in Altamonte Springs in Seminole County. While there are no kiosks available at Publix stores in Miami-Dade, Broward, or Monroe yet, the supermarket is in talks to bring them to South Florida. The kiosks are for people who want to renew their vehicle registration and get their new license plate sticker without having to wait in line at the tax collector or private tag offices or wait for it to arrive in the mail. Floridians can use any of the kiosks in the state. In food news, a new place for Caribbean food just set up shop in Brickell. Manjay Restaurant is a staple at the Citadel Food Hall in Miami's Little River neighborhood. Now it has packed its picles and mofongo into a food truck that is open along the waterfront area behind the First Miami Presbyterian Church at 609 Brickell Avenue. The seating isn't fancy, you sit at picnic tables under a tent. But the food is authentic. Manjay has other expansion plans, with a brick-and-mortar restaurant for Wynwood. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In sports, the Miami Heat is off to the hottest start in the NBA, and the offense is the driving force. Kyle Lowry has transformed the Heat's identity, and Tyler Herro is giving Miami a different dimension off the bench. That brings the Heat Check podcast to a debate this week. Who is most responsible for Miami's red-hot start? Miami Herald sports writers David Wilson and Anthony Chong break down what each of the point guards is bringing to the Heat this year and how each one is helping elevate Miami after a frustrating season. Find Heat Check wherever you get your favorite podcasts. In COVID news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced he would join a lawsuit seeking to nullify a rule by the Biden administration that mandates COVID vaccines or testing in large workplaces. DeSantis said the rule was an example of federal overreach. The state will file its lawsuit in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. And finally, in the Florida Keys, a sailor who had been missing for a week is reportedly safe after being blown off course on a trip to Bimini. Before he was found, the last time 51-year-old Ward Stockdale made contact with anyone was the morning of October 28. That's when he was making his way from the Middle Keys city of Marathon en route to Bimini aboard his 30-foot sailboat the Bella Dawn. That was the last anyone heard from him before the morning of November 4, when he sent his sister a brief dispatch via Facebook Messenger that he was safe near the Exumas. Stockdale told her he went through a series of storms, but he didn't realize he was considered missing until he anchored, and a fellow boater said, "Hey man, they're looking for you." That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.